Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts on Recovery, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the majestic Buckhead skyline, where the days are long, the sky is clear, the humidity and the temperature rival my IQ, mid-90s. And now as we are broadcasting, I would just like to say that it is a great time to be alive, and yet there are so many people who don't feel that way. And there's frustration in America at a level that I have not seen since I was a very young man during the Vietnam era. And it was at that point when there was lots of trouble between the government, the counterculture, Christian people, and those whose philosophy was a little to the left of whoopee. Guess what? We're back there again. 40 years ago, in August, Richard Milhouse Nixon, because there were 18 minutes of tapes that had been erased, credibility within the Congress, and Barry Goldwater and a couple of other guys came and said, you aren't going to be able to survive, you need to resign. And he did, and the despair in America to have such a catastrophic event was overwhelming for many people. A lot of people wanted to see him go, but it was still a very, very, very bad thing. And right now we have a similar situation with a lawless president who has brought dishonor and disgrace upon us, particularly Christian people. He's being repudiated again and again by the Supreme Court. The House of Representatives is solidly against him, and he's about to lose the Senate in November. We have all of this happening. The incidence of drug abuse, alcoholism, infidelity, pornography, and despair is increasing even among Christian people. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if the increase is greater among people of faith than those who are not. And that's because they see no hope in what is happening, which means that they're looking at events instead of looking at Almighty God. Or when they look to God, they forget that he is Almighty. And he is. With that in mind, Stacy, I see that you're on the line. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. We survived the storm last night. And in Illinois, everywhere around us, you can see where the storm was so bad that the corn is actually laying down on the ground. We had two limbs down and cluster lightning. It was an awesome experience.
Well, the Midwest is like that.
Yeah.
Where you live in Cocoa, Florida, it's not nearly the same, but the Midwest can really be a difficult, difficult spot. Now, it is the area of the country, that's where our great anointed leader is from. I wonder how popular he is up there in Illinois now. I know that, as I was saying, you know, back at the end of the Vietnam War, and of course that's why Jimmy Carter came along, you know, with hope and change, and I'm a Christian, and vote for me, and then people did, and found out he was none of the things that he said he was, and which was very disillusioning. And I suspect that there are many, many people in America now who are equally disillusioned because of what has happened.
I agree. And
well,
we wonder how we're going to survive another 2.5 years of it.
Well, we have to. And to make matters worse, and this is something that most people don't realize, President Obama is a narcissist, and because he is, he requires adulation, cannot accept criticism. His default position is to be deceitful and to blame others while never taking responsibility. He's criticized for not taking responsibility, but the people who do so don't understand that he can't. It's not within his DNA as a narcissist to do that. They never take responsibility. They always deflect, blame someone else, because they have to be right. Their fragile ego structure requires it. Now, when that comes to international politics, it makes us particularly vulnerable because nothing in international politics is black and white. It's all shades of gray. And so he's vulnerable, and the people in other nations recognize his limitations just because there is this huge group of useful fools in America who do not, including the liberal press, does not mean that our enemies and even our friends who would like to enhance their power position at our expense all recognize the limitations of Barack Hussein Obama and his juvenile cohort, Team Obama, who, you know, fools who don't have a clue about what to do with international politics, how to run a country. They've got no experience at doing simple things like balancing a checkbook, which they can't do. They've not done it even once or come close. So, you know, those are the things that are happening, and it's no longer credible to blame George Bush, which, of course, Obama still does, or, you know, Tea Party people or everything else. After close to 6 years, you got to take responsibility. And he isn't doing it because he's constitutionally incapable of doing so. Now, with all of that as a backdrop, my thought is that we have millions of believers who are hurting because they want their lives to go smoothly, and now we're in a situation where it isn't. And added to that is the belief system of dispensational pre-tribulation, premillennial theology, which says at the end times everything is going to go bad, and the last church will be apostate and lukewarm. And they said, well, so that means that lukewarm is a good thing to be at this time in our history, which is absolute nonsense. But they're making a high value of a fault, and not a it's not something to proud of, and yet they are. So this is where we are. And in all of that, I was thinking about, you know, all of the problems that people have and how they're codependent with each other, and they don't know who they are in Christ, and we have things to help them. So I'm going to just turn it over to you for a little bit and say, you know, what are the things that we have, and how can we help some of these people with these monumental problems that I have just described?
Well, Jack, let me say this, because one of the things, you know, I do for you is I go through our materials and I pick out excerpts for you to write on. And I usually do, what, 7 to 14 a week? And
yeah.
I did 3 weeks because I knew it was going to be gone. I can't tell you the movement in my heart, the stirring in my heart, not just for myself and my own, the work that I need to do, but for us as a church and how we have gotten on track and how we see what's going on around us and the hopelessness that is developing in people because there's so much injustice. And there's only one person who is going to equal out all of this, and that's Jesus. And I've worked for Robert McGee for 10 years, and I need to be reminded every day of who I am in Jesus. I need to understand that he loved me, and he is going to be there for me. He doesn't promise me a bed of roses. In different religious situations, I've been told, oh, well, if you don't have money, it's because you're in sin or you don't have enough faith. If you have ill health, it's because you don't have enough faith. And I lost a lot of my faith and my trust and my belief in who I am in Christ. We have materials that will renew and inform, if you don't know, if you do know, it will renew your strength and your trust and your belief in who God is. Because we are going through times that are challenging, more so than any other time. That's just the way it is. And we have a promise. We have a promise. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Do people really ever stop and ponder what that means? Is the most important thing to know who you are in Jesus. And the world may fall down around you. He's going to be there. He's going to go through it with you. And these times are very lonely for some people. And I was telling a friend just last night, I'm thankful for the years of inconvenience and poverty and illness because I couldn't do anything else. I had friends and family abandon me. But through that pain and agony, I drew closer to him. And you know what? I can honestly say to you, he's all I need. He will prepare each one of us for what we have to go through. And it's not a surprise for him. He already knows all of this. And last night when we were sitting there watching that storm roll down the street, I became reminded of the power that our God has. So if he's for me, who can be against me? And we have materials that will bring these truths and beliefs alive for those who may have gotten off track. These materials will get you back on track. And it's an exciting time to be alive. And we have an exciting God to serve who does love us. And he wants to be with us. He wants to be our everything. All we have to do is let him.
You know, people look at their circumstances and they measure their life by the success of their circumstances and, you know, for a young man, it's how much stronger they are than others. And yet, even a very strong man is much weaker than a pretty weak horse.
Yeah.
And in our pursuit of wealth and creature comforts, we equate them with success, and yet there is nothing. When you look at the fruits of the Spirit of God, the fruit of the Spirit of God, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, and things like that. Never affluence. Affluence isn't there. And affluence is relative anyway. You know, a very poor American is awfully rich by Bangladesh standards.
Yeah.
Or Indonesian. And yet, without the peace of God, we don't have anything.
Yeah.
And the peace of God is something that you can have despite what's going on around you. Now, in my own personal situation, I do much better with significant issues, life-altering issues, than I do with the air conditioning going out or having a flat tire. Those are the kinds of things. Or being in Atlanta traffic, I revert to a Bostonian in a New York second. Very interesting time, very interesting things. We're called to be some things, and you know that's what we need to do and need to be. And yet at the same time, it can be very difficult.
And here we are. God never promised us a bed of roses. And if we observe the lives of the disciples, they didn't have affluence. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give to you.
Yeah.
Their times were, it was very hard to serve the Lord in our standard. But they endured because they loved him.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, people can get our material where?
They can go to our website, which is www.mcgeeandme.net. All lowercase letters and all spelled out. McGeeandme. Or they can call 800-460-4673, and I'll be glad to assist in any way. I'll be glad to explain the programs we have and any assistance that I can be. We have free leader's guides if you respond. All they have to do is call 800-460-4673.
You know, we also have a fan page on Facebook, the Search for Significance. You just find it and click on the likes, and that puts you in our news feed. I have just started, I don't know if you knew this, but I have just started writing a weekly column for Sonoma Christian Home online magazine. I mean, there are a bunch of folks that, that read that magazine. It's one of the largest growing ones in America. and it has all kinds of things. It's got recipes, but it's also got things about faith, and that's what I wrote. You know what I write about, and I put some posts in there, and it's particularly to help people to recover from abusive situations, and particularly situations where they've been wounded by the church, which, there aren't many people that have had that experience, just about 40 million.
Staggering, isn't it?
So there's quite a few there. Any rate, we're out of time.
And how did
now,
they
so
access
just...
that, Chuck?
Pardon me?
How do they access the, how can they read what you write in Sonoma Christian Home?
You can just Google Sonoma and it'll come up, and I'm in the faith section, and it's all over the place. And but we got every. I mean, it's not hard to find us.
Oh no!
The nice thing about the social media and everything, you can really put your stuff out there. Anyway, that's this is all the time that we have. So let me just say thank you. Have a great time up there in Illinois, and we will talk to you a little later. And say God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Good night.
Good night.